Amit Beis, Doresh Ravula. May Dechsiv Al Tirsha Harbei. Again, we had problems with Kehelis. There were psukim which we have difficulties to understand. Al Tirsha Harbei. One should not do too much resha. So that's very misleading. Harbei hu delo lirsha. He shouldn't do too much, a lot of resha. Homa'at lirsha. So how could that be? What is pshat in this? So the Gemara says, Elo, this is the teretz. Mi she'ochel shum. A person who eats garlic. V'rei chay noide. And a bad odor is coming out of his mouth. And people run away from him. Is yachzer v'yoichel shum acher v'yerei chay noide? She should continue eating garlic. So let us see, Rashi, what the teretz is. Rashi says as follows. Noidev, mishachal shum, vereiche noidev. Pirukehu, this is a teretz, klima. Hachi kamakro, im roshato ma'at. If a person did a small maise resha, al toisef al rishacho. So one shouldn't come to the conclusion, and this is mitachbuleis hayetzer, that the yetzer comes to the person and says, listen, you did aveiros already, so what's going to be? It's far fallen. Chaparayim, al kaponim should have eilam hazeh. Eilam haba, I don't see you could have, so al kaponim eilam hazeh you should have. So that's what Shlomo HaMelech came to tell us. Im roshato miyat, if you did a small maise resha, al toisef, don't err on al rishacho. Why not? So he gave a marshal. The mi she'ochal shum v'reichay noidet kvar l'chaveirov. And he has a bad odor, and it's bothering his chaveirim. They stay away from him with a 10-foot pole. So he's alone. Is klum yachzer v'yoichal oid acher v'yenoidet yoisel isman orch. So this is the key of the vote. If Lamaise, the second, it's far fallen, the Reyach can never go away. So Mamela, then he has a point there. So he enjoys the garlic. Friends, he won't have side to side, they're running away from him, so he might as well continue eating garlic. But if the first Achille, it doesn't last forever, the Reyach can go away. So why should he continue eating to be Mamshech the Reyach? So the Chasam Sofer explains that this was Shlomo HaMelech's time. A person did an avera, he can do tshuva. So he can dig tshuva, so the reyach can go away. The Rambam says in Hilchish tshuva, Esmael ha yosonu, yomishukitz, and everything. And when he does tshuva, the reyach goes away, so why should he continue? Stop over there. One should not think of the say that om is aveira geireres aveira. No, al tirsha harbe. You did a ma'at. Remain with the ma'at and don't continue. Doresh rove baravula. May dechsit. What is pshat in the posik? Ki ein chartzubois lemoisam ubori ulam. A boshe pshat is ki ein chartzubois lemoisam rashi and Tilum says, we're speaking about the Rishoyim, even when they die, they don't have Yisurim. Everything goes easy with them. But Chazal darshan a little differently. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo yidayon l'Rishoyim she'einon charedim va'atzeivim miyoyim hamise. Chartzubeis is a loshen nutriken. There are two words here. The ches and the reish is charedim. They're not afraid of the yoyim hamise. Atzeivim, the Marsha says, there's no charote, there's no sadness, there's no dismorse of the averes they had done till now. Elo shelibom bori lahem keulam. They feel secure. They're not worried about anything. There's no regret about anything. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, charedim va'atzeivim. Nutriken de chartzubois. This is the nutriken to darshan the word chatzubis. Ke'ulam, shepischoi pasuach v'rocho. It's not daiton soro. And the Gemara says, v'hainu da'om ha'rabe ma'idach siv ze darkom kese lomoy yoidim rishoim she darkom lemisa. The Rishoim realize that they're going to die. They're aware of that. That should bring about some type of hisayrus. But the yesh lohem chaylev al kislam. There is chaylev, there is fats attached to the walls of the body. And that covers the kloyos. So they can't think, you can't give any directions, any hisayrus. It's blocked by the fat. Shema taima shikhei mehem. That they forgot all about the Yom HaMisa, Talmud Loima, V'achreyem, B'fiyem, Yirtzu Selo. Let us see Rashi. Zed Darkom, Le'el Minei Ksiv, Kirbom, Boteimoy Lo'ilom. So Rashi learns, here Pshat, Kirbom is a Loshen, this is Chalfu, I could say Kivrom. Their Kever is their Boteimoy Lo'ilom. Their Kever will be their mokim, will they be living forever? They're gonna go eventually to the cabin, they're gonna remain there. Dainu kvure. Bahodaksiv, zedarkom kesalomai. Kloima. Yaidim heim shezu darkom. They realize that this is their derech. As the Rabbeinu Tam says in the Sefer HaYosher, each day a person is one day closer to the misa. Aval kesel lomoy. What does that mean? Kloyoseyem, the kloyos, the kidneys, mechupim bechelbom, are covered with chaylev. May hoshiv kloyoseyem machsheve soifom. That they should be ma'ira them, what the end will be. The chaylev is blocking it. Vishemo toimer machmas achaylev shokru. Maybe they forgot. V'arei hein shoygigim, Talmud loyma v'achreyem, esa osid lovi l'napshe, v'achis, achrei oivdem b'fiyem yirtzu, v'yisapru tomid, v'afal pikein einam choyzrim. One of the mefarshim is ma'orer, the Gemara says in Broches, that lo'ilam yar gizodam yeitzer toi v'al yeitzer haro, a person should teire krishma, and then the Yom HaMisa. But it seems the Yom HaMisa is a sibe of isayiris. And here it says, achreyem, the befiyem, that they're speaking about the Misa, and nothing's happening. So they say a very gishmakip shat. The Gemara says in Seif Brachis that there's Tzadikim, Rishoyim, Ubeinanim. Tzadikim, Yetzer Toiv Shoiftom. They are guided completely by the Yetzer Toiv. Rishoyim, Yetzer Hore Shoiftom. And Beinanim, Zevezeh Shoiftom. So he explains what is Pshat. For example, by David HaMelech it says, V'libi Cholal Bekirbi. He killed his Yetzer Hora. So he only had a Yetzer type. So there was only one chelik in him that's giving instructions. There's no Yetzer Hora. By a Roshe, Yetzer Hora Shoiftom, there's no Yetzer type. Just like a Tzadi can kill his Yetzer Hora, a Roshe can kill his Yetzer type. So the Yetzer Hora Shoiftom. A Beinoni, they're both functioning, so Zevezeh Shoiftom. So he says the Gemara in Brachos is speaking about Lo'ilam Yargiz Adam Yetzer Toiv Al Yetzer Hara. If he still has a Yetzer Toiv, and there's still a mocking for a fight, then there's Yaskel Lo Yom HaMisa. That if the Yetzer Toiv is still functioning. But if the Yetzer Toiv was taken care of, there's no Yetzer Toiv, there's only a Yetzer Hara, is merely here we're speaking about Rishoyim, Lo'idayin L'Rishoyim. So fakir, the Yom HaMisa is not a siba of isayiris. Now the Mefarshim explain it's nachmer. It's a siba fakir It's achoil v'shosoi ki machal namus. Fakert the yediyas hamisim, that motivates them, fakert, that brings about the chaylev. Yirtzu, others say pshat, v'chein befilam yirtzu sela. Since they're speaking about the achis, so they want to make sure that the mouth should get full, that they should eat now. Achoil v'shosoi ki machal namus. So without a yetzer toiv, the zecher of the achris is only an incentive and a motivation to chaparayn mo'aylam hazeh, because we won't be here forever. Kechos aranel. Now we're coming into a very lomdeshe gemore, a difficult gemore. Let us, in order to refresh our memories, let us see what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says as follows. Kechos al haner. If a person extinguishes the flame, the wick is burning in a ner, in the receptacle that's holding the oil and the wick. And the reason he extinguishes the flame, because he sees it's a large flame, he's afraid this ner might break, the receptacle might break. So in order to avoid that, he blows out the flame. Kechos al hashemen. Again, there's too large a flame, so the shemen might be used out completely. He wants the shemen. Again, that's the reason why he's extinguishing the flame. Kechos al apsila. Or the wick will be completely burned. He wants to use the wick yet, not for Shabbos. He wants to use it another time. So in all these three cases, chayiv. Rabbi Yosi poiter bekulam. Rabbi Yossi says he's potter from a kol mechatas. Chutz min apsile, the third case, that's the pashtus of the Mishnah, the third case when the reason he's extinguishing the fire is because he doesn't want the psile to burn, then he is chayiv. Bipnei shu oise pecham, because then he's making coals, he's making a charred, through extinguishing the flame, he's singeing or charring the end of the wick. So what does Rashi say over here? Shu'ayse pecham b'kibuize, by extinguishing the wick, the flame, he's charring that mokim. Ba'ave melocha tzricha legufa, that is considered a melocha tzricha legufa k'di oma b'gmor. And let us see one more Rashi, the Rashi and Daf Lamed. Rabbi Yehuda, the second line, Shmamin Rabbi Yehuda, Dama Melocha Shein Tzricha Lagufa Chaya Valel. Rabbi Yehuda, Oz Melocha Shein Tzricha Lagufa Chaya Valel. The Kibuy Ze Ein Tzorech Lagufoi. In the cases of the Mishnah, he does not need the Gufa Kibuy, Ela Letzorech Dover Acher. The reason he needs the Kibuy is because of a different purpose. Shloiti dolek apsila. He doesn't want the psila to burn. Or shloiti poka ner. Or the ner should not break. Ein lecha kibui atzoich legufei ala kibui shal pchomim sha'oisei. He wants to make coals. So that's how one makes coals by extinguishing the flame. The kibui shal hiv of psila, or extinguishing the flame when he wants to singe the wick. Shakibi nasa lahachis boy ha'ur maher. He wants that the wick should be enabled to kindle easily. So if it singed, so then it'll light easily. Shayirtaladlikai. So memela, that is called amalocha hatzricha legufe, and another purpose is called amalocha sha'ein hatzricha legufe. But before we go to our Gemara, let us just have we're learning Rashi, so let us have a good picture, a good idea, what Rashi holds, what a Melocha Tzricha Legufa is. Let us see for 1 minute, Daf Tzadikimul Amud Beis, the Mishnah. The Mishnah Daf Tzadikimul Amud Beis says as follows. A person had a mace in a house. Kazayis mina mace. And he doesn't want the mace to remain in the house. So the house will become tamei, a kain will be able to enter. So therefore he takes the mace, so the kezayis min mace outside. That's how it's so. He takes outside from a reshus hayochet to reshus haram. So it says in the Mishnah, kezayis min mace, kezayis min nevela chadosh min asheretz chayiv. So the Tanakam is Rabbi Yehuda, that holds meloche shein tzricha legufa is chayiv. Rab Shimon Poiter, let us see Rashi. Afilu b'mei shalem. Afilu he took out a complete mace, there's no shayla of shir. Ba've meloche she'eino tzricha legufa. He does not want the gufa meloche. V'chol meloche she'eino tzricha elo lesalko me'olo. If the whole tachlis of the meloche is siluk, he wants to get rid of something. That means the purpose, there's no positive purpose. There's only, he wants to get rid of something that is bothering him. Have a meloche she'ein etzricha legufo. So that is considered a meloche she'ein etzricha. He does not need the purpose of the meloche. The meloche is being done to get rid of a matzav which he is not comfortable with. The bertzainai loy boloi. He would prefer that this bechlal wouldn't be here. Loy hayetzorich lo, that he wouldn't need to do what he's doing. Hilkach lav meleches machsheves hi l'Rab Shimon. So that is not considered meleches machsheves. Meleches machsheves is when a person does a positive pula. He wants this. A person wants that, he wants to take something outside. He wants that there should be, he's carrying out a chair outside, he wants to sit outside, so he wants the chair to be outside. That's a positive rotzain to do this pula. That's called a choshev meloche. If here, not he wants that the mace should be, he wants to get rid of the mace here. Getting a psamavriach ari. That means there's something that's bothering him. He wants to get rid of it. Siluk meyolov. If the purpose is just getting rid of the matzev, that's not called a positive purpose. That's called a meloche shein tzricha legufa. So we can look at it. All the tziyurim of our Mishnah is also siluk. That means there's a fire burning, and the fire is going to break the nair. The fire is going to consume the oil. The fire is going to burn out the wick. So he has to get rid of the fire. That's why he's extinguishing the fire. There's no positive purpose in it. It's just siluk ahezik. So that's called eina tzricha legufa. There's no positive purpose for the gufa meloche. If a person wants to make coal, so I want to create coals, and the oifen of creating coals is extinguishing the fire after it burned to a certain amount. That's called a positive rotzen. That's tzricha leguf, and that is considered meleches machshevs. Now let us see the Gemara. Kechos al haner. So Rabbi Yossi is very interesting. The Poshit Pshat in Rabbi Yossi says as follows, that if the only purpose he's extinguishing the flame is because kechos al haner, then he's potter. If the reason he's extinguishing it because kechos al apsila, because he doesn't want that the psila should be burned completely, then he's chayev with a reason neishua isepechom. So the Gemara didn't understand the logic of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi commands virale. Who does he hold like in the shaila? The machlokes of melocha tzricha legufa, does he hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Does he hold like Rabbi Shimon? Ike Rabbi Yehuda svirelei, if he holds according to Rabbi Yehuda, that any purpose is sufficient, even a purpose of siluk, Rabbi Yehuda holds a moitzi esameis, also chayiv. You want to take it out, because you want to get rid of it. But that's also called melachas machshevas. So if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, afilo bahanach nami lechayiv. So if he's extinguishing the flame because he has a purpose why he's doing it, because he doesn't want the nail to break, doesn't want the shaman to become consumed. So if Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, he should be chayiv in the first two cases also. And if we'll say, we will assume that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Shimon, that you need a melacha tzricha legufe. And if the whole purpose is only siluk, he wants to, it's a mavriach hari, there's a mazik that he wants to get rid of, the flame is bothering him. Therefore he's extinguishing the flame. So what's the chilek by psila? It's also the flame. There's no positive rotzin to extinguish it. He's not accomplishing something. He's getting rid of the flame. The flame is consuming the wick, and he wants to have the wick. So memele, so he's extinguishing the flame in order to have the wick. So that's called siluk. That is not called positive. That's not called a positive pula. That's called he's getting rid of the mazik. So memele, vikab shimen svirelei, psilonami lifta. So it should be potter by the psilo also. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, afilo be psilo nami lifto. The chos al psilo, when he's interested in saving the psilo, nami einu tzricha hamalocha legufa. He doesn't need the extinguishing. The melacha hainu kibui. The melacha is extinguishing the flame. The kibui atzmai einay tzorich lo. He doesn't need the extinguishing over here. V'harayedim lo yehuvara meyoylam havanichle. If it wouldn't have been burning, so he wouldn't, he'd be happy. Imitchilo huvavo. That means, if the wick was never singed, so then he wants the extinguishing that the wick should become singed. But here the Gemara learned the shteiger was they used to singe the wicks before Shabbos. So Mamela, the wick was singed already, so he doesn't need the pool of extinguishing. So the whole purpose of extinguishing the flame is that the wick should not get consumed. So the whole purpose of the kibui is to be misalik the eish, to get rid of the eish that is consuming his wick. So that's called einet zricha legufa. The melacha hainu kibui. The melacha is the extinguishing of the flame. The kibui atzmoy einet zorchla. He doesn't need the extinguishing. Dimloy huvaro meyoylam avanichalei. Imitchila huvavo. If it would have never have burnt now, he could have singed it without it being catching on fire. He would be tzefriden with this. Hoyel v'chasolei, because he wants that the wick should not get burnt. Ki is beitvei, so the larger the wick is, the less it is burnt. Havanichalei bo. So why kechos al apsilo es chayiv? That is also a melocha she'ein atzricha leguf. Amir di kikash. The Gemara couldn't understand Rabbi Yosi. Amar Ula. So Ula comes and says, a gewaldic eteretz. La'olam k'Rabbi Yehuda svirelei. No. Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So as the problem of melocha she'ein tzricha legufe, Rabbi Yehuda holds a melocha she'ein tzricha legufe is chay. So what is the problem? Because sova Rabbi Yosi, there's a different problem over here. Rabbi Yosi holds soysel al menas livnois bimkoimoi havi soysel. If a person is destructing something, a person is a mekalkel. So if the purpose of this destruction is that in this place where he's destructing, the destruction is through the destruction, he'll be able to build up something. So the destruction is litzayrech binyan. I'm destructing for the purpose of building in this mokim, in this place. Avi soysa. That soysa is chayiv. That is not called a mekalkel. Al menas livnoi sheloi bimkoimoi. But if I'm destructing one thing with a intent that through destructing this, something else will get built. This thing will remain destroyed. But through the destruction of this, something else will get built, lehavi soysa. This is not a soysa that is chayim. This is called a mekalkel. Let us see Rashi. Lo'olam k'Rabbi Yehuda svirelei. באמסין רב יויסי הוזק רב יהודה, דמישום אין צריכה לגופה לא ימפטר. That it's not that the purpose of the malach is siluk ahezik, that's no problem. I'm doing it for a different purpose. As long as I'm doing it for a purpose, malachis machshevasi, that is called a choshev and malacha. Bechi mechabelo, mishum chayso de shemen v'ne'er. But when he's extinguishing the flame, because he does not want the shemen to be, the oil to be consumed, he does not want the ne'er to break. Hainu time of the potter, why is he potter? Kasava, he holds, there's a new problem over here. The soiser almanas livnais bimkoimai have a soiser. A soiser is only chayiv if I'm doing a destructive pa'ula, a destructive action. I'm only chayiv if I have an intent that this tire in the place of the destruction I have an intent to build. So now Rashi explains. Kol mekalkel de Shabbos have a potter. When a person is doing one of the lamites malachas, but this lamites, this malacha is destroying something, not creating something. The lamites malachas are similar to, we don't do the lamites malachas, we should remember the shvisa of the Rabbeinu Shlomo was shavis b'yayim ha-shabbos. The melachis of the Sheishah Shimei HaMaisa were melachis of creation, of accomplishment. Lamites melachis also is only also if it's melachis machsheves, if it's melachis that accomplish something. A melacha that does not accomplish anything but destroys, that is not a melacha, that's a mekalkel, a mekalkelus poster. It's called mekalkel de Shabbos have a potter. Every melacha that he is destroying something through this malach, he's potter. The lab hainu malachis machsheves. The soiser disnan ba'ovis malachis. Rashi asks if a person is a mekalkel, if a person is destroying something, this is he's potter. So Rashi asks, we learned in the lamates malachis, there's binyan, there's building, creating, and then, which is one of the lamates malachis, and then this soiser, destroying. So how could soiser be one of the lamates malachas? It's a malach of destruction. It's a mekalkel. Soiser is taking apart, but it's a malach of destruction. So Rashi says, soiser manas livnesu. There we're speaking about that his taking apart, the whole intent of taking apart is because through this taking apart, he'll be able to build. And the building cannot come about if he won't first take it apart. So this pu'ula of taking apart is not called destruction, it's called creation, because the creation is impossible without this destruction. So this destruction is also called creation. Rabbi Yossi Sova, the imbim kaimoi choyzer uboine, if in the same place where he's taking apart, and the only reason he's taking apart is that he should be able to build, and he's going to build in this place, hu de mechayev astire. So then he's mechuyev and taking this apart, because this soiser is called a boin, it's called a misakin. Ve'iloi, but if I'm destroying, I'm taking apart in one place, and this place will remain soso, nothing is going to be in this place. Now through this stirin, in another place there'll be binyan. So that the binyan in the second place cannot make that this should not be a mekalkel. I'm a mekalkel here and I'm building someplace else, but this, what I did over here is called kilkel, is called destruction. Umechabe dum yedesaiseru. Narashi says, extinguishing a flame is also a, type of soiser. He's taking away. V'chein kaireya dumya de soiser. A person will rip material. That's also a type of stire. He's destroying a beggar. Olahachisnan, hakeireya al menas lifter. If a person tears a beggar with an intent that he should be able to sew it, without tearing it, he couldn't sew it together. With material, one can have clothes. The cutting the material, the tearing the material, that is the preparation of being able to sew the pieces together. So hakeireya al menas lifter. If a person tears it, in order that he should be able to sew it together after the tearing, or if a person will erase words or blotches of ink, that he should be able to write on this paper, the kulam saisanino, all of this is, if we look at it, it is a type of destruction. You had words on the paper, and I'm erasing them. So that is a destructive. I'm a mekalkel. Before there were words. But if the intent is that this is enabling me to be able to write on this paper, so that's not called a mekalkel. That is called a mesaken. But it's a soisa a manas livnais bimkaimai. Hilkach. Alapsilo chaisa didei. If I am extinguishing the flame, the wick is burning, and I'm extinguishing the flame that is burning from this wick, in order that this wick should not be consumed. Ilkach alapsilo chayso didei einei elo lahadlik. So the whole reason why am I extinguishing now the flame, in order that I should be able to kindle it again. Let us perhaps understand this a little better. Let us say, for example, the wick is burning. He lit it before Shabbos, and now the wick is burning. It's in the morning already. He doesn't need a flame in the morning. It's hashad. The whole wick is going to burn out. So he wants to extinguish it. They should be able to burn the wick in a more, when they will derive more benefit from the wick. So the purpose of extinguishing is to enable him to be able to kindle the wick. The whole musig, the whole way we can comprehend it's called astira, because he's taking away hadloke. There's something burning and he's taking it away. So if the purpose is that I'm extinguishing the wick, that I should be able to use it for adloke in a more fruitful zman, in a more fruitful time. So that's called, I'm not being mikalka, I'm enabling hadlokes hapsila through extinguishing the flame now. So that is called, by extinguishing the flame, I'm creating a flame. I'm enabling a flame. That's why I'm extinguishing it. So that is not called a mekalkel. It's not called I'm taking away a flame. I'm enabling that a flame should be able to be kindled on this psila, or else it'll be completely burned. So that is called a soiser al menas livnos bimkaimoi. I'm extinguishing the flame to enable a flame. But, avol kichos al haner. But, if he's not interested in this wick. So the wick is burning. In the flame of this wick, he's extinguishing. And the wick doesn't bother him about this. He doesn't, not interested that this wick should be able to burn again. He can throw away this wick. When he's going to use the shemen, he's going to use a new wick. Afilu tzorich l'shemen lahadlik by psila acheres lachazman b'soich nerzeh, even though the intent is that he wants to use this oil. He wants to use this oil, that this oil should be able to burn a different time. Ein zeh soiser amanas livnois bimkoimai. The flame that he is extinguishing is not, I'm extinguishing the flame to enable me to make a flame. Why? She'ein ha'kibui v'ha'avore loy b'shemen v'loy b'ner. So Rashi says, the oil in the receptacle. The receptacle alone, they're not burning. The kibui is only being done in the wick. The wick is burning. Ela b'psila. So I'm extinguishing the flame of the wick, and that flame which I'm extinguishing, I'm not extinguishing it to kindle it again. I'm going to throw away the wick. And my interest is that I should be able to use the oil with a different wick. So in what I'm doing the Meleches Kibui is being done with the flame that is burning from the wick. And that I will never fix. I will never rectify. I'm not extinguishing it that I should be able to use this wick again. So it is not considered that the extinguishing is considered an enabling of kindling a new flame. The flame that is burning is extinguished. I got rid of the flame. The purpose is I should be able to use the shemen for a new flame. But that is shaloi bin kaimai. The tikkun is in another article. It is not in the flame which I am extinguishing. It's not in the wick which I am extinguishing. Hilkach loy shaycha stira ubinyin ela b'psila. So the whole musig, the whole way we could be masig, it should be chayev for stire, for something that is destructive, that is only if the destruction will bring about a binyan, that is only if the only purpose, or one of the purposes for the extinguishing is I should be able to have a psile that will be able to burn. So that is considered not, that is called creation, not destruction. The kivin, the ein marsheves, soifoi, lachzer, lahadlik psilazu. But since he doesn't have an intent to use this psila, if it's kechos ala ner, kechos ala shemini, the psila doesn't bother him, he's going to throw away the psila. Ein kanoi binyin b'mokim stire. So there's no binyin b'mokim stire. The wick is burning. The wick he's extinguishing. The binyan is in someplace else. Yeah. The udiktoni. So that's from the Mishnah. So if I have an intent to use the psile, so it's called binyan b'makim stire. If I have an intent to use the shemen, and I have no intent to use the psile, so then it's binyan shaloi b'makim stire. Fine. Now Rashi wants to explain how do you learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi said, Paita bekulon chutz min apsila. So psila, so well, the reason should be because it is, binyan b'makim stira. How does, mipnei shuhu oise pechom? Because there is, he's charring the wick. How does this come in? Mayin shmita leitzah hasina. There's a different problem over here. So how do you learn Pshat the Mishnah? So Rashi says, Udiktoni, that what it says in the Mishnah, Shehu oise pecham kloima. Mibnei sheheim oisem pecham mitchiloso. Since when this was first kindled, already the wick became charred. Vo'imedis lachzer lahachis ba'ul. So therefore, it is Aymed, to be used again, to be kindled again. This is a wick that was once charred. So this wick will be used again for kindling purposes. It's therefore ve'ike binyan b'makim stira. So therefore there is binyan b'makim stira. That is how Rashi explains the Mishnah. But by the Shemen, there's no binyan b'makim stira. Because the stira is in the flame that is being burning on, that the flame is coming out of the wick, and the binyan is in the shemen. The rabbiseinu mefalshim. Rashi's rebbes had a problem. They didn't understand this. they understood that the shemen is also burning. So if it's kechos al shemen, if it is kechos al shemen, so why isn't it, I'm extinguishing it kidei that the shemen should be able to be burnt again. So why isn't this called binyan b'makim stira? So they learned pshat, ikol meima mi boile lemidi achini v'loy lahadlik. So they say a new pshat. If I would be 100% sure that he's going to use the shemen for kindling purposes, so it's called I'm not extinguishing, I'm kindling with this extinguishing, because the whole purpose of the extinguishing is I should be able to use the shemen for kindling purposes. So that would not be called a saisa. I'm preparing the shemen and to enable it to burn again. That wouldn't be considered a saisa. But the Rebbe said, who said he's going to use it for kindling purposes? Maybe he's going to take the shemen and then put it in the sibilis for Shabbos. Who knows what he's going to do with it? So memela, so then that's considered a saisa. You don't have to say such a pshat. The mishum de ikalameima, that means they're saying maybe he might use it, maybe he might use it for a different purpose. Leslo lemifterei, shereihu yedei lo mechos aleihem. He knows why he's extinguishing the flame. He's extinguishing the flame because he wants to use the shemen should burn tomorrow night. Shouldn't burn by day. Ustam ner ein el lahadlik by psila. What are you going to do by ner? It's he's going to use the ner lahadlik by psila. So if that also makes it for the rots and the purpose to use it for kindling purposes makes it. Asay someone as live nice. So why by chosal haner chosal hashemen yepota? So therefore Rashi said. Therefore Rashi says that the kibui is only in the psila, only the psila is burning. The shemen that is in the ner is not burning. Memele. So therefore we need that the binyan has to be in what the stir is. And that spells out the wick. That is pshat in Rabbi Yossi. Amir deke pshat. Omalei Rabbe, but Rabbe did not like this pshat. He wished to disagree. Michdei, kol melochis yalfine lohu mi mishkan. O melochis we learn from the mishkan. Bahasam Saisa Almanas Livnai Shaloibim Kaimayu. There was a stire almanas livnai shaloibim kaimai. That means where was Malacha Saisa? The Malacha Saisa on the Mishkan was when they took apart the Mishkan. Now they took apart the Mishkan, they took it apart in one place, and they built it in a different place. So you see that by stire gufe. This whole, you said a very beautiful svara, but all malachas we learn out from the Mishkan, and by Saiser alone, by Malachas Saiser, they were bainu shalaybim kaimai. The binyan was in a different place. I was Saiser here and built someplace else. Amalei shayni hasam kidersiv al pi Hashem yachnu. It says al pi Hashem yachnu. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Umishkan soiser almanas livnais shaloi bim kaimai." The Mishkan is soiser almanas livnais shaloi bim kaimai. Shoye soiserim oisai b'chanoyezu. They used to be soiser the Mishkan in this place. V'noisim lamokem acher v'chaynin v'chayzren amekimin oisai. It was soiser almanas livnais. So the Gemara answers, "Al pi Hashem yachnu." So you have to understand what the Gemara answers. I'd like to say over two pshatim. One pshat maybe is a mechudish tikip pshat I thought of. Then I'll tell you a second pshat. There's a when we're speaking about Meleches Soiser by the Mishkan, so we can look at the Meleches Soiser on two angles. Angle number one, you have a binyan, you have kroshim, and which are attached together, and you have a binyan over there, and you're taking apart the binyan. That means the building you're taking apart. That's one inyan of Soiser. You have a building and you're taking it apart. And number two, you can look at the Meleches Soiser, it's attached to the ground, and you're pulling it out of the ground. So that is also a type of a Soiser. Now, let's throw a monkey wrench into our Gemara. We learned on that Chav Zayin Amud Beis that we learn out Tumas Oyholim from the Mishkan. That an Oyhel is Mekabel Tuma, we learn out from the Mishkan. Not going into the whole sugya. That an oil is mekabel tumah. So Tosfos and Chav Zayin Amud Beis explains what is the chiddush of tumas eiholim. So Tosfos and Chav Zayin Amud Beis says because an oil is mechubah, it's attached to the ground. So since it's attached to the ground, it shouldn't be mekabel tumah. So there's a special din. Certain materials are mekabel tumah, even though they're attached to the ground. So you learn now from the materials that were existent in the Mishkan, they were attached to the ground. So the Rashba and the Chav Zayin Amud Beis asks a Moira de Kekashe, Rabbi, I have news for you, the Mishkan was not attached to the ground. So how can you learn that from the Mishkan? Before we'll come to a Teretz of the Chsam Sofer, let's go to the Rashba. So let us assume for 1 minute that the Mishkan room, and the sewing machine is in the next room, so I'm going to go in the next room. So is that called Kaireya Almanas Litver Shaloybim Kaimai? Because I tore it in this room and I'm going to sew it in the next room? The Mokei Maastira is the Beged. I tore the Beged, and I'm going to put together the Beged. It's a chilik which room I'm going to put together the Beged. It's no chilik. So the Gemara is the Chapela. If we will assume that the Mishkan was not attached to the ground, so the whole Stira is he's taking apart the Mishkan. So what he took apart, he's putting together. It's a chilek if he puts it together in a different room or in the same room. It's mamish like kereya menas litvoy. Or a person will extinguish a wick in this room and will kindle in the next room. So it's called soisa menas livdoy shaloybim kaimai. The Gemara is a pella. The Gemara is very shver. Baruch Hashem, I found this fasemis asks the kasha. The Gram Horowitz asked the kashas. The Gemara is shreklich. Let's go back to the Rajba's kasha. The Rajba answers as follows. The Chsam Sofer answers the Rajba's kasha. That the Rajba had asked on Tosfos, it wasn't mechuber, it wasn't attached to the ground. So the Chsam Sofer says, since the Pasuk says, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, the Pasuk says it had to be there. It was where the Rabbi Shalom says, Shabi Ein Lecha Chibuk Deila Mizu. This is more than a nail. The Rabbi Shalom said, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, it should be there. That's called Mechubah. That's not that called portable. It won't move. It's going to remain there. Fine. So Memele, so that's how it's called Mechubah. So Ibezoi, so could be that shot in the Gemara's Teretz. So the whole chibur is, why is it called attached to the ground? Because the Rabbi Shalom said it should be there. The minute the Rabbi Shalom said it shouldn't be there anymore, so it's not attached to the ground. So this soiser is not taking it out of the ground, it's out of the ground already. The whole way it was considered attached to the ground is the Rabbi Shalom said it should be there. So it's not attached to the ground. So Mamela, the minute it's not anymore, it is knocking it off the ground. Now it's no more attached to the ground. The only steer is I'm taking it up wherever again in a different room, I put it together in this room. That is if you learn, according to the Chsam Sofer, that's me the Gemara will be Gevaldik. The God, and I'm horrible, I'm here at the ground. And he brings a bedrish and a rashi ala teure, that he bothered this kasha. It was bothering him, the kasha. And he says,
Mikan Raya, the Yesedis, Hamishkin Hoyen Utsais Boris. From this more is a Raya that the Yesedis, Hamishkapsila, Kibat, Rasvishis Kasha, the Gam Horowitz, Tafstamach Gimel Medalas, the Gemoris. Oh, now that was attached to the ground, now we'll free the. It was attached to the ground and get out. So that's called a ground. That's it. Let me tell you, I might, but that perhaps will stand the Gemara's Teretz. The first day, Rebbe Bochal became Rebbe, so he was different. And in Yinchalas, I'm about doing the same thing. He did what he did, but I'm not doing the same thing. So him, the Maisa, he could have two different things. And then I want to wanted it to be. So it's called the same place. That when the matter looks different, it's not considered a different place. It's the same. It was before it's Api Hashem Yachnu, now it's Api Hashem Yachnu. So this is not considered Saiser Amenas Livnes. Shaloi Bim Kaimai. That is one Mahalach Emor. Rabbi Yechanan saying, look at really. With the Malachi. So I make it. Umayishna psila. So why? Kid the Omar Rav Amnune, so here the purpose of extinguishing the flame is in order that the wick should be able to burn well. So Mamela, that's called Amalocha Tzricha Lagufa. Amalocha Deken Ami Diktoni Shua Yise Pecham V'Lektonim Neishe Nasis Pecham Shma Mino. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Shehu Oise Pecham. What is the translation of Hu Oise Pecham? Shehu Miskavin Mamish Lasois Kimin Pecham Arsha. Since this wick was not singed the first time, therefore doesn't burn too well, so he has kavonin now to make pechem, to char it. Alme bekibui atzoich legufoy mairi. That's why I say who oise what he is accomplishing. Lektoni shen nasis pechem etchilos. According to the first pshat, we said that since it was singed before, so this is a wick which he has an intent to kindle again. So it's called astire b'mokim binyan, because he's going to kindle this wick. Since this wick is a wick that is oimed to get kindled because it was once singed. So v'lektoni shenasis pecham etchilosoi shehu bavo. The Nimni Lemaima, then we could say, Nimtzi Lemaima, Taima Mishum, the Bas Binyini, so this wick is a wick which can be kindled again. Dike Binyi B'makim Stire, Mashenkin B'Shem Evenel, L'Shaykh Bo Binyini Stire. So since it says, Oise Pecham, he's making Pecham, and it doesn't say, Nase Pecham, so it's a raya that we are speaking about, a wick that he extinguishes with kavone in order to make sure that it should be able to burn well the next time. Rabbi Kiveger asks Akash, let us say in Gilyan Ashas, Shuhu Miskaven Mamish, Vikoshali. So Rabbi Kiveger asks, Rabbi Pshuta Yeshloima, why do you have to say, because this is not Poshet, Kichos Alapsila, it would seem the reason he's extinguishing the wick is because he doesn't want it to get consumed. Hainu de chutz kechos al apsila chayev. If he's chos al apsila, he's chayev. Why? The mairi beloy huvavo mi boidjoy. It's speaking about that the wick was never singed. The kivin de ritzoin el arze lahadlik apsila, he wants to use again this wick. The nechalei bepechom. He wants to use this wick. Therefore, he doesn't want it to get consumed now. And he's very happy that it'll be charred now. Mikri tzricha legufa dafilo ba'ena miskabin. So that is considered tzricha legufa, even though he doesn't have a kavona mefureshes for that. El davi psikreshe. But by extinguishing the flame, automatically it will be charred. Heiche de nichele mikri tzriche le gufe, kide le kamon, betoilish ulshin ba'ara didei. The Gemara says later in Daf Kuf Gimel, the Gemara says if a person pulls out a certain type of yerek, chicory, so if a person pulls it out, so if, in order to be chayev al melachas toilish, he has to pull out a certain amount in order to be melachas machsheves. If the purpose is he wants the ulshin, but he also, it's his kalke, so it seems by pulling out this yerek, he's improving the kalke. So the Gemara says, so then there's no din shir. You don't need a shir on the ulshin, because he's chayiv als chayrish. He's being mesaken the kalke. And it's called amaloch hatzrich legufe. So we see, even though there's no kavonim mefureshes lesaken kalke didei, but since it is a psikreshe denichalei, that it is also considered keilu he was mechavan to be mesakin the kark, and that makes it lamlocha tzricha legufe. Um, ma'avich yosef, the psila should soich lahava v'askina hainu du'ene miskama l'kachal d'mameila nichale. It's a psila that has to be singed, not he has an intent to singe it. That's a b'kveges kasha an rashi. B'saisar almanas livnais b'mkoymoi. V'Rab Shimon Poiter afilu besoiser almanas livnais b'mkoymoi. So now Tosfos says that we have here Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rab Shimon. So why does Rab Shimon pater afilu besoiser almanas livnais b'mkoymoi ela b'mokim sheidei stire yesh tikin yoiser mishloi hoya binyan rishen me'olam shom. Rab Shimon holds the only chiyuv of Soiser Amanas Livnais B'mkoymoi is if there's a greater tikkun, than there was before. That is considered Soiser Amanas, then Yechayiv al Soiser Amanas Livnais B'mkoymoi. But if it was singed before, so there's no greater tikkun now than before, so then there's no chiyuv of seisa amanas livnais b'mkoymoi. Oida v'loy eivosh, I can't begin to understand what was bothering Tosfos, because Tosfos has problems in Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds you need a malach atzricha legufa. If it was singed before, so I'm not extinguishing it to make pchomim, so that it's not to me the meleches hamishkan. The meleches hamishkan was, you singed it for the purpose of pchomim. If it was singed before, so I'm singeing it, so I'm extinguishing it for a different purpose. Why does Tosfos have to bring in Rab Shimon? And the reason of Rab Shimon is also al seisam and aslivnais b'mkaymai. But if there's a greater binyan than there was before, then you're chayiv on the seisa. There's no greater binyan than you were before. I don't understand why Tosfos has to make these new klolim. Rab Shimon is poshe to understand because Rab Shimon also did a mloch atzricha legufa. Al kaponim Tosfos for some reason says this klal that Rab Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shimon knows that b'mokim she'dei stira yesh tikun yoisem ishloi hoya bin yerisha ma'ilom shom kegoyim psilo she'tzorech lahavavo v'machayev Rabbi Shimon kidoma b'somach. V'im taima, so if there's such a yesod that you need a greater tikun through the stira than was before, v'im taima l'Rabbi Shimon hod this nam b'per klal godol ha'machabe v'ha'soiser. So good. Bishloim and mechabe meshkachas lo the mesakin ke depirish. So meleches mechabe can come about when the kibui made it a greater tikkun than was before. Kigoyin lasis pchomen. So that's good. So he's accomplishing something. He's making a greater tikkun. Now you have coats. Ela soisa. But by meleches soisa lo meshkachas he mesakin bestirizu yoisa mishaloi hoya boni shamei oilam. How are you accomplishing something through the stira than if it was never built before? I just had a new yesoid in Rab Shimon that you need, that the whole chi of soiser is if you're bringing about a bigger tikkun than was before. Yeshleima de kulum yimishkin yafina lo. All malachas will learn out from the mishkin. Lehoya ki boi be mishkin kim lasis pchomim. Locha le mechayv rab shimnel b'chi ay gavne. Pchomim is a greater tikkun. Aber so ist er aschkere mit Mischken, schein mit Sacken, mit Stier, so jäuß, mit Schleue, Bonn, ich schaue mit Eulam. Lach ich mich heim schon mal für den Rab Shimon. Aber bei so ist er, we don't find in the Mischken that there was a greater Ticken. So my mail is, bei Smelech so ist er, you don't need a greater Ticken. Ve im taima, kiven de so ist er, mich habe bei ihnen, am las Livnei, so la habe er, that in order to be chai for so ist er, it has to be done with an intent to build over again, and an intent to kindle again, came a peri called Godel the Snan, a mechaba vasoisa. The Mishnah says, a mechaba vasoisa, havele le misti. The Mishnah sort of said, you're chayiv, a mechaba, al menas lahavir. If you extinguish the flame, because you have an intent to make a new flame, vasoisa, al menas livnois. Ki heiche diktoni, by the other malachas, it says that, ha moichik, al menas lichtev shtei oisiyes. They didn't say, ha moichik is chayiv. Hamoichik, if the intent is he wants to write to Isaias. Hakireya, amanas litzvashtei tviris. So why, by Seisar Mechaba, doesn't it say this tnai amanas livnois, no nas lahavir? Kishloim adosam nami lektoni lei. Not he wants to tell you that then you need amanas, lichtoi, val manas litva. Amishim deboi le misne shiyure de shtei Isaias u shtei tviris. That the kriya has to be big enough that I should be enable me to make two tviris. The mechike should be big enough I'm enabled to write two oisius. So memelia to tell me the shir when I'm chayiv, that it has to be a kriya that enables me to make such a ksiva. A mechike that enables me to make such a ksiva. A kriya that enables to make such a tvira. Avo v'mechaba v'soisa v'manas lahava v'lizunais kol shul chayiv. So there, since there's no shear of how great the kibbe has to be, because havorah bekolshu is chayiv, binyan is chayiv bekolshu, so male, therefore it doesn't have to say this last nekuda. Zok the Mishnah, al sholosh aveiros noshim meisos b'shas leidosam. Rachmana litzlan, because of three aveiros, women kedai b'shas leida. Al sheinam zehiros, Chaydish Aviv says, we're not speaking about the Bechlal. They don't, are not Mekayim, these mitzvahs. Al Sha'inam Zehirois, they're not careful on these mitzvahs. Benida, Bechala, Ubahadlokas Haner. Bekevegere Mishnayis brings down the Ha'ore. By Chala, it doesn't say Bahafroshes Chala. It says bechala. Versteht sich, what chala? Chala is a froshes chala. So why by ner says behadlokes aner? Why does it have to say behadlokes aner? It should say bener. Sheinem ziris benida bechala u bener. Why does it say behadlokes aner? So Bekeveger says, because the Mishnah wants to meramez, by the neres of Shabbos, there's two chalokim. There's the tikkun haneres, and there's the adlokes haneres. The tikkun haneres, that's not her job, that's the husband's job. So memele, the chale, that's only her job completely. So it says b'chale. Versteht sich, she has to take care of the chale. Whatever is involved in chale, she has to take care. By the ner, there's another shutef over there. The husband also has responsibility. He has to be misakin the neres. But her job is adlokis haner. So if she wasn't Israel, adlokis haner, that can bring about a peronius. B'shas leidoson. Big more in a forish, maishna shas leidos, maidavke bishas leidos. Zach the Gemara, nida my time. What is the mida keneged mida over here? And why davke bishas leid it seems. So the Gemara says, Omer Rab Yitzchak, he kilkilo bechadrei bitno. The kilkul, the merit, the aveira was, Rashi says, mekoir domo. In the mokaim of the mekoyer, kilkala morda, she did a chet in that mokaim, the fikach tiloka bechadrei bitna. So therefore, b'shas leida, that is the same mokaim, is memele, so that's the mide keneged mide. B'mokaim ha-kilkul, b'mokaim ha-chet, there's the peronius. So the Gemara asks, tinach nida. So good, so we see the connection of Vishas leida to the chet of the izahiris and nida. But chalav adlokis haner ma'ika lemeima. So the Gemara says, ki the dorasha hu glilo, olei de Rav Chisda. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at Be'emison, there's a different cheshbon. Yevies dam nosati bochem. Lies dam chaye odom tluyim bo. Taisus and Sait explains this, so revies dam tzolu, that the whole chis of the odom depends on that revies dam. I gave you a revies dam, ki adamu anefesh. The chis of the person depends on this revies. Al iskei dam hishalti lochem. So memele, the chis of the odom depends if there's a shmire on, in the hilches dam. Reishis karosi yeschem. Klal Yisrael is called Reishis. Al iskei Reishis hishalti yeschem. So there's a, the Reishis that Klal Yisrael is called, so that Reishis will exist if one will be nizer in the Reishis of Trumen. Neshama nasati bochem. I gave you a neshama. Kruya ner. Neshama is called a ner, kedersiv ner Hashem nishmas Adam. Aliskei ner, hizharti yeschem. Im atem mekaimim oisom mutov, im lav areini neitel nishmaschem. So that is why that these three in yonim, Eifani Achias, were given dependent on the Kiyum Halochis. Rashi, Reishis Karosi Yeschem, Reishis Tvorosoi. Iske Reishis, Reishis Arishis Seichem. Reini Neutel Nishmaschem, Betoived, Revi Yisdimchem, Viecha Benerchem, Vibotel Shem Reishischem. The Noshim Nitztavo Alkach, Kedamrine Bebreishis Rabbe, He Ibdo Chalosei Shaloylom. Adam Arishon was called the Chalosei Shel Oilam. He was the Trume from the Oilam, the Mufcher Sheb Oilam. Shal Yodo Nitrad Adam Arishon, Shen Nitram Kechale, Vekovso Neiroi Shel Oilam, Veshovcho Domoi, is Memele, so therefore she was given these three mitzvahs. So these three inyonim are dependent on these three mitzvahs. Ba'oi Shetzorche Habayis Tluimbo.